Perek Tazayin Mishnah Hey. Till now we've been discussing the various things you can do to save either your Sfarim or your food or your clothing from a fire. And now we're going to discuss different ways that you can actually prevent the fire from spreading or even put it out. Mishnah Hey. Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas Omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas says, Parzen or shel gadi. Agave shida teva umigdal. A person can take the leather from a goat and spread it on a shida teva umigdal, or various types of closets or boxes or little towers that people store their clothing in, and they're made out of wood. Sha'achas behen esa'ara, that the fire has caught onto it. It's just that it hasn't been totally consumed in the fire. It's just, you know, catching onto it now. So you could take this leather of a goat and put it on top of it. What happens is that the leather from the goat, it'll get singed from the fire, but it won't get totally burnt up. And then once it's on the box, it'll protect the box or the closet from totally being burnt up. And that's permitted on Shabbos. It's not extinguishing. You're not putting out the fire. You're just putting a protective layer. And the nature of the leather is not to get burnt up, and eventually the fire will stop. So that's permitted. In addition, ve'osin mechitza b'chol kelim, you can make like a wall with any kind of clay that you have, pots, pans, cups, bowls, bein melein, whether you filled them up with water, bein reikon, whether they're just empty. Now we're not talking about you pour this on the fire. It means that you're just, you know, the fire is on the left side of the house, and you make this wall of utensils, whether they're filled with water or not filled with water, in the middle, so that the fire doesn't spread to the right side of the house. So that the fire should not continue to spread. And even though this mechitza, this wall, eventually will cause the fire to go out, for example, if it's filled with water, once the kelim break, the water is going to splash all over the place. It's still permitted, because garam kivoy, causing an extinguishing, is mutter. You can't extinguish the flame yourself, but to cause it to be extinguished by putting a pot with water, and the fire catches fire on the pot and it breaks and the water puts it out, that is a lesser degree and that's permitted, at least according to the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Yossi Oser. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you can't do that because, he says, you can't do it b'chlei cheres. If you have a earthenware kli, chadashim, which is new, melei and mayim, filled with water. He says, listen, you can't use a new earthenware utensil that's filled with water, because these utensils are for sure going to burst into flames, because since they're brand new, they're not, you know, broken in yet, and they're going to break from the fire. They'll explode. They'll extinguish the fire. The point here is that Rabbi Yossi is going to hold that garam kivoy, causing a flame to be extinguished, is also prohibited on Shabbos, even if you're going to lose a lot of money. He still says that it's prohibited. But the Tanna Kamma says that no, it's permitted because you're only causing the extinguishing. You're not doing the extinguish directly. And we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi, we would paskin like the Tanna Kamma. So that's just important to know. We hold that even new kelim that you know is going to burst and you filled it up with water is permitted, because even though they're for sure going to burst, it's only a garam kivoy, it's only causing the extinguishing, and that's permitted on Shabbos. Mishnah Vav. What about Nachri, a guy? You have this Gentile who sees the fire. He's a fireman. He's coming to extinguish the flame inside your house. Do you have to tell him to stop? Can you tell him to continue? What's the halacha? So in Oyem Lo Kabe, you cannot instruct him and, you know, encourage him and say, hey, extinguish it. And on the same note, Va'al Techabe. And you can't, meaning you don't have to be mochet. You don't have to start protesting and say, hey, it's Shabbos, you can't do that. So you can't encourage him to continue, but on the same note, you don't have to stop him from what he's doing, because he's doing it on his own. He's doing it on his own volition. The shvisaso, meaning the resting of Shabbos, is not upon you for a guy, alehen, on the Jews. Meaning, you are responsible for your animals. You can't make your animals work on Shabbos. Or your children can't work on Shabbos. But a guy's resting is not upon you. The guy doesn't have a mitzvah of Shabbos. So if a guy decides to go ahead and do that on Shabbos, you don't have to protest to stop him, but at the same time, you can't encourage him to continue. Okay. All right. And not only that, the Gemara brings down that you could even say something like, "Kol ha'machabe einu mafsid." You could say, "Hey, whoever extinguishes this flame is not going to lose out." Meaning you're hinting to him that, you know, what you're doing is a good job. Hinting is it would be okay over here also. Okay. But certainly to tell him, you know, out loud, continue to extinguish, or, "Hey, you know, stop doing what you're doing. I'm a Jew at Shabbos," that you don't have to and you can't do. Ava, what about a katan, a minor? Shibba l'chabos, he wants to come extinguish the flame on Shabbos. Ain't shomelo. So to a katan, you don't give him permission to extinguish the flame, because just like an animal, you have to watch the animal from working on Shabbos. A katan also, they, the Shabbos, the resting of a katan, of a minor, is upon you also. You have to make sure that your minor keeps Shabbos, and therefore a minor you won't let do it. And the Gemara explains that even though the halacha is that if you have a minor who's, you know, eating worms from the floor, a little baby's eating worms, or he's eating, you know, something gross from the floor that's not kosher, so technically, again, you could check with your local halacha kathbari, but at least this is what I was taught, and this is the Mishnah saying, you don't have to stop him. He can continue doing it. It's permitted. You're not commanded to prevent him from doing it. So maybe you should say the same thing by fire on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says there's a chiluk, there's a difference, because over here we're talking about a minor who's doing it for the das of the father. He's doing it for the benefit of the father. So he knows that the father wants this to be done. So therefore you have to protest and tell him that he can't do it. Whereas when they're eating worms, you know, the father doesn't want to eat worms. He doesn't care about the father. He's just doing it on his own. So for a little kid, you don't have to stop him. Whereas by a guy, though, a guy would be permitted. The guy could do it. And even though the guy knows that it's good for the Jew, right? So let's say the Jew's not saying anything. The guy knows it's good for the Jew. Nevertheless, he's doing it for his own pleasure, because he's going to come after Shabbos and he's going to bill the Jew and say, "Hey, I want payment." So a guy is permitted, but a cut and a minor, it would not be permitted.